This is your brother James, and this is the Not As I Will podcast. You know, when Jesus says, it's not as I will, but as you will, right before he takes on the cup of God's wrath before he gets crucified, the night before in the garden of Gethsemane, where he was betrayed. So we, just in reflection, I like to just remind myself, you know, it's not our will, but God's will. And, you know, at wherever you're at in your walk, you're always, you know, everybody asks, what is God's will for my life, you know? And it's actually stated in the Bible. And we're, for this scripture memory segment, we're going to go over one of those wills. And it's one of those ones at this day and age, it's just hard to comprehend because most societies, you know, you live in a sexually moral culture, like no matter where you are in the world, like it's, and in other places, you know, in the U.S., it's kind of, encouraged to move in with somebody prior to being married. You know, it's, everybody does it. And, you know, you justify it by saying, well, I'm committed to this one person. So essentially we're married, you know, and, you know, I heard, you know, I was with a group of men and they basically all live with their girlfriends prior to being married. Now they're all married now, yet they were arguing for the fact that they didn't need to get married, yet they're married. So I was actually seeing their actions as they did the right thing. However, you know, the words that were coming out of their mouth were wrong. And, it even states in 1 Timothy chapter 4, it talks about, you know, the end times and how, you know, it specifically states that there will be people who teach, you know, forbidding to marry, you know, and some people use that, you know, as the Catholics, you know, how they forbid the priests to marry and the nuns to remain pure to God, right? I believe that you can be a eunuch, as the Bible says. There's eunuchs that are, you know, spiritual eunuchs, people who are unable to, you know, or are not supposed to have sex, and they're eunuchs for the Lord, you know. And then there's actual eunuchs who actually have been castrated, and they can't even have sex if they wanted to, right? And the whole point is there's a spiritual eunuch, and I see it more as like, you know, the Catholics are more like, not all of them are called to do that, by the way, which is where you get these issues, right? But I believe I see more of people, well, you don't have to get married. Because if you're committed to one woman in the sight of God, you're married. And it's like, well, it's a little deceptive because, you know, in one hand, they are correct. Like God does view you as like one with that person. However, you still aren't married. And yeah, you don't need the state to marry you hypothetically, you know, from a spiritual perspective. But from a godly perspective, you just do it. And you... yeah, you want the pastor to place a blessing on your life as well, you know, and that's the actual marriage, right? The state is just a legal marriage, right? So in essence, if you get a pastor to marry you outside of the, you know, a legal binding marriage, yeah, you're married. However, you might as well just get the legal binding marriage, and you get a lot of benefits in our country being married. From a like a state perspective, so there's just really no reason not to, you know. Some people have jobs where you can't marry somebody. Maybe you're dating somebody within your organization, and it's like gonna affect your professional life if you marry them. And my encouragement to you, because you know, I heard, you know, one of the men that I listen to, you know, or one of the men that I spend time with, he's an older man, he had this issue, and he, you know, got married prior, you know, with outside of the state, right, and wasn't able to get married officially by the state to his wife until after he retired, right? And you know, yeah, it's good, you know, whatever, it's between him and God. However, I don't believe God would He probably wants you to be doing something else if that's if it's going to cause you not to be able to marry your wife, right? He probably wants you just go find another job. There's a lot of other jobs, a lot of other things you could do. But it's easier for me to say because I wasn't in his shoes. So I choose not to say anything, and I just leave it at that. So today we're going to be doing 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3, which is the one I use all the time. And it's, you know, it's something that it is hard for us to wrap our mind around. And I'm going to read the scripture. It says, "For this is the will of God for your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality," you know, essentially abstinence. And people are like, well, what is sanctification? And it is the process in which you become more and more like Christ. You know, it is the process in which, you know, on the last day we're counted blameless. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse like 9, it says, you know, on the day of Christ that we would be seen as blameless, you know. And, you know, the first day we accept Christ, we're like infants, right? We're going to mess up. We're going to do stupid stuff. And as we get older, we're going to continue to do stupid stuff until we mature. So the sanctification process is that maturity, right? That maturity process. And if you're not abstaining from sexual immorality, you're not maturing. You're right where you were, you know, before you started, you know, having sexual, you know, having sex outside of marriage. So it's pretty clear. A lot of people don't want to accept it, but it is clear. And, you know, at this point, there's so many different doctrines out there. And that's what First Timothy chapter 4. There's all these different doctrines. And people are going to pull people away from the faith. Do not follow a doctrine that makes you feel good. When you follow a doctrine that makes you feel good and you're not, like, listening to truth, and, you know, you might think it's truth, but if you're not reading your Bible, how do you know? And that's where you're wrong, right? If you aren't spending time in the Word, you're wrong. If you're just like, oh, I don't get it, figure it out. Like, get it. Do something to understand. Take a class. There's all these online things you can take to understand the Bible better. And that will help you decipher between what is right and what is wrong. God will speak to you while you read. Ask Him to speak. Lord, I ask for the anointing of your Holy Spirit, that I would have your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your voice to speak with boldness, and your thoughts that to be on your kingdom. Lord, show me in your word what you're trying to tell me. God will tell you what He's trying to say. And if you hear somebody who it doesn't line up, that's not right. Even though it sounds good, it's not right. And you got to accept it. You got to accept that the Bible is the authority that you need to follow, not somebody, you know. I purposely don't listen to a lot of, like, pastors, right? Like, or sermons. I don't listen to them. You know, I listen to my pastor at my church, and I listen to, like, you know, the people that are, that he's put underneath him. But I won't go outside of that because it's going to affect how you see, one, the authority God's placed in your life, and two, him. It's going to affect how you see him. That's just my personal thing. It's up to you how you want to do that. That's between you and God, because a lot of people do like other people. But I choose to have essentially one voice in my life, not multiple. Okay, so I'm going to start in verse 1, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians. "Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we all forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, and indeed you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your business and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk properly towards those who are outside, and that you may be lacking nothing. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So I really liked it after how it said in verse 8, it says, therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. So it's, in essence, you know, I'm telling you, shouldn't be sleeping with your girlfriend, shouldn't be living with your girlfriend, that type of thing. You're not, you know, you can get upset with me, but really you're upset with God and you're rejecting him. So it's a tough thing to hear, but it is what it is. And though I am pretty liberal in a lot of ways concerning Christianity, not necessarily liberal politically. However, you know, I do lean, you know, I'm kind of right there in the middle. But in Christianity, I'm pretty liberal. But in, you know, some things, it's just like, it's hard not, you know, you gotta be pretty conservative with it, just because that's what it is. Anyway, thanks for joining. Was moving to a new house. Took me a minute to get back in the groove of things. Took me a while to get set up. So I apologize for the long wait for this podcast. Hopefully, I can get another one out pretty soon. All right, this is your brother James, and this was the Not As I Will podcast.